morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. The BJP-led NDA has secured absolute majority in the 2024 Lok Sabha elections by winning 292 seats. Results of all 543 Lok Sabha seats have been declared. The BJP alone has won 240 seats. Telugu Desam has secured 16 seats and JDU 12. The India bloc has bagged 233 seats. Others have won 18 seats in the lower house of the parliament. The Congress secured 99 seats. Prominent candidates were won include Prime Minister and BJP leader Narendra Modi from Varanasi, Union Ministers Amit Shah from Gandhinagar, and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi from Wayanad and Rai Bareilly. Prominent candidates who have lost include BJP leader and Union Minister Arjun Munda from Kunti, Smriti Rani from Amethi, National Conference leader Umar Abdullah from Baramulla, and BDP leader Mehbooba Mufti from Anantnag seat. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said it is certain that the NDA will form the government at the centre for the third consecutive term. Addressing party workers at the BJP headquarters yesterday, Modi said people have shown full faith in the BJP and NDA in these polls. Party President J.B. Nadda said that after the formation of the NDA, it is for the first time in the history of Indian politics that an alliance would form a government for the third time in a row. Chief Minister Nipirio has congratulated BJP President J.B. Nadda and Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the success of the BJP-led NDA in the Lok Sabha elections for a third consecutive term. Rio expressed confidence that the NDA will form a strong and stable government and continue to lead India in a new era of progress. Indian National Congress makes a comeback in Nagaland after its candidate S. Subbumiran Jamil created history in winning the state's lone Lok Sabha seat. Jamil defeated his close rival, NDPP, PTA consensus candidate Dr. Chimben Muri by a margin of 50,984 votes. With no single MLA in the State Assembly since 2014, this is a major win for the Congress in the state. K. Asangasangam was the last who won the Lok Sabha election in 1999. Addressing a press conference last evening, returning officer RO Sushil Kumar informed that out of 7,59,150 total valid votes cast, Jamil polled 4,01,951 votes. Dr. Muri garnered 3,50,967 votes and independent Haitang Tengoy got 6,233 votes. While 1,646 votes were none of the above, nota. He said valid votes were casted from the 40 assembly constituencies out of the 60 state assembly constituencies. The RO said out of the 6,035 postal ballot, valid postal ballot counted were 3,642 and 2,393 were rejected. Jamil got 2,449 votes through postal ballot, Dr. Muri got 895 votes, Haitang 182 and 126 nota. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge has termed the result of Lok Sabha polls as the victory of the people and democracy. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Kharge said no party has been given majority in this poll. He said they accept the mandate of the people. He added that Bharat Joro Naya Yatra connected lakhs of people with the Congress. Senior party leader Rahul Gandhi said this election was not only against one political party, but against the agencies. He said these are the institutions that are captured by the BJP. Mr. Gandhi said this election was for saving the constitution. The Indian National Congress, INC, has secured decisive victories in both the inner and outer Manipur parliamentary constituencies. INC candidate Angum Moncha Bimol Akwejam won the inner Manipur seat by a record margin of over 1 lakh votes, breaking previous electoral records. Alfred K. Arthur, a former MLA from Okrul district, won the outer Manipur constituency. Arter defeated Katri Dmitry Zimik of the Naga People's Front, NPF candidate, who received 2,97,631 vote. World Environment Day is being celebrated today. It is a global event led by the United Nations to encourage awareness and action to protect the environment. The day aims to raise awareness about environmental issues and inspire people and governments to take action to protect the planet. The theme for this year is land restoration, desertification, and drought resilience. It is about bringing back healthy land, preventing deserts from growing, and dealing with water shortages. According to the UN Convention to Combat Desertification, up to 40% of the planet's land is degraded, directly affecting half of the world's population. The number and duration of droughts has increased by 29% since 2000. Without urgent action, droughts may affect over three-quarters of the world's population by 2050. The National Testing Agency has declared the result of the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Examination, NEET UG. The students who appear the exam can check their results at exams.nta.ac.in/NEET. The examination for undergraduate medical programs was conducted on 5th of May last month. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.